Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the Executive Vice President of the Dallas Cowboys. He was up there yesterday with his dad and with the new coach. We say good morning to Stephen Jones. How are you?
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Did you guys see our little pressy conference that we had?
We sure did.
Yeah, we saw it.
I thought it went pretty well.
Yeah, was not bad.
Mm-hmm. Didn't I look good?
You did.
Yeah. We got to put on our Sunday school clothes.
Yeah, you look very sharp up there.
Mama dressed me in everything, even scrubbed in my fingernails. And I got to sit up there next to Daddy's new stooge.
His new coach.
Your new head coach.
New coach. Oh, there's that laugh. Yeah, the mics really picked up your laugh yesterday.
Yeah, people was wondering why I was up there on the dais. But I was in charge of providing the laugh track.
That was your job. That's what Daddy told you to do. Huh?
That's what Daddy wanted me to do. Did you like me laughing right into that mic?
Yeah, we did, actually.
You did? I hope you did very much.
So I guess the Jones family's excited about this, Mike McCarthy.
He was real excited. Daddy was even real excited.
Yeah.
Although I think Daddy sounded a little bit like Deathbed Jerry yesterday. Hey, don't you think Mike McCarthy looks like my heavyset first cousin who I used to be close to until the time he made me shoot a cat with a crossbow?
You do look alike, yes.
Yeah, maybe.
We look kind of similar. Mm-hmm. That's what Daddy says.
Yeah. Okay.
There you go.
Oh, you think it's funny, don't you?
I think it's real funny.
Yeah.
Real funny, shooting cats with crossbows.
Oh, well, that's not funny.
Daddy says he thinks Mike McCarthy's wife is real pretty.
Okay. Well, he shouldn't be talking about her, but okay.
He called her a walking blue pill for him.
Okay,
oh,
now.
Man. I bet he did.
You don't need to go public with that.
I didn't know what it meant, but I laughed like crazy when he said it.
Stephen Jones with us here on the Ticket.
Yeah, Daddy made me sit up there just to keep Jerry Jr. from sitting up there in that empty chair. Jerry Jr.'s in a doghouse at home.
Uh-oh.
Why?
Literally, he's in the doghouse. He's been camping out there for 2 weeks.
Well, that's weird.
Mama says it's because he discovered his own pee-pee and won't leave it alone.
All right. Well, Stephen,
I don't think you need to air all the family business over the air.
We had the hardest time getting rid of old Jason Garrett.
Yeah, I can understand that. Your family was very close to him and fond of him.
No, not because of that. It was because he had handcuffed himself to a radiator in Daddy's office.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I doubt he has a radiator in his
office. Handcuffed him to the radiator in Daddy's office with a collar bomb around his neck. If we fired him, he was going to hit that thing.
Boy, he didn't want to go, did he?
See, we think you may be joking about that. That doesn't sound real.
No, I'm not joking about it. And also, we had a hard time getting rid of him because he had some dirty pictures of Daddy in a bathroom with some hot 20-something party girls. So Daddy didn't want to fire him, but I told Daddy, them are just picture cards that Jason downloaded off the internet. Those are all over the place, them pictures.
Them pictures.
That's where Jason got them picture cards from.
Okay, picture cards, yeah.
You want to know a little secret?
Sure.
I'm only on here today because you guys don't have a fake Mike McCarthy voice.
There's something true to that.
Well,
Stephen?
There he went. Oh, there he is. All right, there's Stephen.